This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump toured fire-ravaged areas of California. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan reports the president toured the town of Paradise, California, which was incinerated by the so-called campfire north of San Francisco.
Trump visited the fire scene with California Governor Jerry Brown, newly elected Governor Gavin Newsom, and other officials. He had earlier accused California of bad management of the state's forests, creating a fire hazard, but he says everyone is moving now in the same direction.
We do have to do management, maintenance, and we'll be working also with environmental groups. They've really... I think everybody's seen the light, and I don't think we'll have this again to this extent. We're going to have to work quickly.
The deadly fire in Northern California was more than 50% contained on Saturday. The fire near Los Angeles is more than 80% contained. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The United States State Department says a final conclusion about the killing of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi has not yet been reached by the U.S. government. The Trump administration is taking issue with reports which cited an unnamed U.S. official saying American intelligence agencies have concluded that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman ordered the killing of Khashoggi on October 2nd, at the consulate in Saudi, or the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. At least 40 people were killed in Syria by strikes by the U.S.-led coalition. That's according to Syrian media and an opposition human rights monitoring group based in Britain. The coalition has not confirmed the reports. Meanwhile, the Syrian observatory says Syrian forces took back control of the Islamic State's last holdout in southern Syria as IS militants moved into the eastern desert. This is VOA News. The U.S. Special Representative for Afghanistan Reconciliation has held another round of marathon discussions with Taliban officials to push for a politically negotiated settlement to the 17-year war. The Taliban says its dialogue process with Washington is aimed at securing a timetable for the withdrawal of all American and NATO troops from Afghanistan to pave the way for an intra-Afghan dialogue. British Prime Minister Theresa May is fighting back against critics of her Brexit deal, telling her conservative opponents their alternative plan for Britain's departure from the European Union would not work. More from AP's Karen Shamus in London.
In an interview with the Daily Mail, the Prime Minister says her plan on how to tackle a key stumbling block, the issue of how to avoid a hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, is the most realistic, and that alternative measures suggested by her political opponents wouldn't resolve the problem. May's headache continues, however, as disaffected Brexiteers believe they have the numbers required to trigger a challenge to her leadership within days. Conservative MP Nadine Dorries believes May should go.
It's actually beyond almost belief that number 10 think that they can, although they're spinning like mad, that they can sell this to the country. They can't. People can see right through it.
Karen Shamas, London.
In U.S. politics, today's deadline for the end of the Florida election recount is approaching, with Republican Governor Rick Scott continuing to hold a lead over incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson for a seat in the U.S. Senate. The Florida governor's race was essentially decided after a machine recount, resulting in a lead for the Republican candidate in the neighboring state of Georgia. Stacey Abrams, the Democratic candidate in the governor's race, ended her challenge in the closely fought election with the Republican Brian Kemp.
Stacey Abrams ran one heck of a campaign, and I know she could be proud of that effort as well. Look, it's a tough business, politics, but the fact of the matter is the election is now over. And I've got to focus on governing this state, and that's exactly what I'm going to do.
The close race drew national attention in part because of Abrams' effort to become the first African-American female governor. President Trump has again defended sending U.S. troops to the southern border with Mexico, saying the migrants from the Central American caravan will not be allowed to come into the United States.
We have millions of people online to get into our country legally. And those people have preference. They have to have preference. They've been waiting for a long time. They've done it legally.
Of the thousands of migrants en route to the U.S., several hundred have arrived in the Mexican border city of Tijuana after a month of traveling away from poverty and violence at home in hopes of entering the United States. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.